Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
That was not how we wanted to start the football game, but we know it's always tough, you know, after Monday night game, going on the road. You know, normally that team has trouble, and we did early on. The heat, you know, I would like to think it didn't bother us an awful lot, but we weren't as sharp as we needed to be. But thank God you played two halves. Second half, the guys really came out. That first drive by offense. I think we got a field goal, but, you know, the amount of time we kept off of the clock. And then from there, we got things rolling. Defense, you know, start doing what they normally do. And I'm talking about taking the ball away. How about Charles Tillman and Lance Briggs, 2 weeks in a row? I don't think that's probably ever happened, but, great job by the D. And then getting good pressure. Corey Wooten, I can talk about a lot of guys. Matt Forte, another week. Being able to get, you know, for him, I think it's been a while since he went over 100 yards, but thought the line did a great job. I'm going to talk about a lot of people that played well in the second half. And for a player like Brandon Marshall to come back down to Florida, I keep saying, you know, talking about him being a scholarship player. You know, they were doing an awful lot to take him out of the game, but we kept getting him the ball. Jay, you know, just across the board, defensive line, linebackers, Brian Urlacher getting a good hit there at the end. The type of win we needed going into the bye week. Goal, of course, to get to 4-1, whatever that took. Injury-wise, we didn't have a lot of injuries, but Alshon Jeffrey has a hand injury. Don't know the extent of the injury right now, but he couldn't finish the game, so we'll continue to monitor it. You know, it's the same message always. We talk, I mean, you saw the first half, so we were just letting everyone know exactly how we played, but you need to say an awful lot. I mean, we didn't play well. It wasn't Chicago Bear football, and guys were anxious to get some things corrected and get back out there the second half. You know, of course I'm biased, and rightfully so. The guy just does everything you want a cornerback to do. He's got great size, plays hard, he's got good hands, he'll tackle, and he's just got an uncanny knack for taking the football away. So, again, we're biased, but we like having him on our football team. Felt like we had to. We talked about how disappointed we were in the first half. We couldn't come out there and punt the ball away right away. So to me, that's an easy call to make, to put it on our team. They wanted it. Everyone wanted it. It's not like I was the only guy that wanted to go for it on fourth down, but that really gave us some momentum. I should have started again. I made a mistake last week of not talking about them right away. Out just great. At the hotel, it was just unbelievable how many fans we had there. We saw them, you know, before the game. We heard them throughout. At let's go Bears. I mean, I'm still hearing it. And so they had a big say in us fighting through some tough times early on. I don't know. I just know that we talk about it constantly. The coaches do a great job, an excellent job of, just letting the players know how important that is. But we have veteran players that have been around here. They've seen what takeaways do. So it's just a part of the DNA of our defense. It's not a good football game unless we take the ball away. We hadn't talked much about surviving, though. I mean, it was setting the bar each week and then trying to improve a little bit on the last week's effort. It's kind of as simple as that. But once you get here, I mean, players, every player in the NFL looks forward to that bye week. Nobody wants to go into that bye week on a loss. So the guys, again, practices have been great, and they know where we are. We're a good football team. We have a lot, though, of things to correct still, and we will.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.